Morning, this is Steve Goss. As we look at the long holiday weekend coming up, there are many reasons, many good reasons to stay in town. And Mara Davis will now convince us to stick around in Atlanta this weekend. Good to see you, Mara.
Good to see you, too. I'm sticking around. I picture you grilling outside. You know, you got your, like, easy weekend wear on. Do you have, like, a tool belt of grilling contraptions, you know, like, things like that?
If I didn't know you better, I'd say you're hiding in the trees taking pictures of me. Because, you know, you paint these brilliant pictures of me.
That's like, how I picture you. Yeah. I really do. No. Okay, let's go ahead and start at Piedmont Park, the Atlanta Jazz Festival, which is happening all this weekend. Kicks off tonight, goes through the weekend, and there's a lot of great jazz for you to enjoy. There are several stages, main stage, local stage, international stage. They're doing late night jazz at the Park Tavern. So we do have a couple of highlights for you. I mean, you seem like you could be a jazz festival kind of guy, Steve.
Yeah, with the right libation, I could be into anything. No, of course I like jazz.
Okay. I like that the Rialto Jazz Youth Ensemble is going to be playing on the local stage. A couple of highlights for you on Saturday. Jameson Ross, who's an American jazz drummer, and he sort of infuses hip-hop and jazz together, so I always like a mixture of that.
Deep down in Florida, where the sun shines every day now.
Hypnotic Brass Ensemble, that's another band for you to look out for. That also does a little bit, you know, if you're into, you know, crossover as far as like what Herbie Hancock's Rocket did for jazz, I think that would be a good call for you.
You mentioned the late night show. There's a tribute to Prince done by Russell Gunn and Little John Roberts on Friday night at Park Tavern. That starts at 11 o'clock.
I mean, I can't have enough tributes to Prince. It's not enough. Just, you know, even though Madonna's tribute to Prince on the Billboard Music Awards, I don't think a cane was her best prop as far as like trying to stay youthful and current and coming out with a cane. Anyway, I think these jazz interpretations will be great. Sunday, I want to give a mention to Gregory Porter. He's closing out the festival, and he's actually known for being on electronica hit with the group Disclosure because he sang on that, but he's had several albums. He's got really mass appeal, and he mostly tours Europe, so I think he will be very special to close out the event. That's the Atlanta Jazz Festival happening all this weekend at Piedmont Park.
Interesting show at the Earl. Actually, two shows. Another show has been added for Modern English on Friday night.
Can you name the movie where Modern English really broke out, where I Melt With You really got popular?
Well, I remember the song, of course, but I don't remember the film.
It was the closing credits of Valley Girl.
Well, there you go. See, I missed Valley Girl for some reason. I don't know why.
All right, when they finally get together after the prom, and they're in the limo together, and that song starts playing, and the credits roll, and that's all I can think of, because that's maybe my favorite 80s movie. Modern English is going to be playing the Earl. They're doing two shows. The late show is sold out, so they're doing a 7:30 show. You know I love an early show. And you will definitely get I Melt With You, but they are going to focus on their 81 album called Mesh and Lace.
Yeah, they were one of the original new wave bands back in the 70s when that whole new wave was new. Modern English.
I Melt With You is a lot more than like a cheeseburger commercial, right?
Yes.
So see Modern English. They'll be playing the Earl tonight.
Trapped in a state of.
So Eddie's Attic is known for their great singer-songwriters, and there have been so many great people to come out of there, like John Mayer and Sean Mullins. And our next artist won their songwriter shootout, and it's kind of a homecoming for Tyler Lyle. He is a great singer-songwriter. If you like artists like Ben Howard, I think you'll really like him. Just kind of mellow, from West Georgia, and this show was a bit of a homecoming for him.
He's been featured on World Cafe with NPR, and it's his second album's coming up soon, or just did, right?
Yes, it's out. It's called Native Genius of Desert Planets. Yeah, man, I recorded it in Brooklyn.
That seems to me like something that Carrollton, Georgia would inspire, you know, but maybe I'm wrong.
After a late night, sure. Yes. But I think this would be a really, really good show to see. That's Tyler Lyle at Eddie's Attic tonight.
Sunrising, I would have kissed your mouth. Without a doubt, it would save me so much time.
Arguably the biggest show of the weekend. Dave Matthews Band playing at Lakewood. And my understanding is there's no opening act. Show begins at 8 o'clock. Don't be late for this one.
Well, the Dave Matthews Band, there's been some rumors going around. And the rumor is this, that he may be taking a break from touring for a while.
2017, he's supposed to be off.
So I would see him if you're a Dave Matthews Band fan, because I can understand that. You know what? He's got small kids, so maybe he wants to just have a summer with his kids or just take a break for a little while. Dave Matthews Band has been doing a tribute to Prince. We said this earlier that we cannot get enough Prince tributes. And the past couple of shows, he's incorporated Sexy MF into Jimmy Thing. And that's the thing about a Dave Matthews show. The set list changes all the time, so you don't know what you're going to get. But I would definitely predict there will be a splash of Prince in there. That's the Dave Matthews Band at Lakewood on Saturday night.
If you can't make it to Dave Matthews on Saturday night in Buckhead at the Buckhead Theater, a great show. Will Hoag is the headliner.
Yeah, we've talked about Will Hoag before. He's definitely a great country singer-songwriter, lives in Franklin, Tennessee. He's had like 10 albums. Vince Gill plays on his latest album, so he's super, super talented.
Living all my dreams. And I could be a Hollywood hero.
I want to give a mention of one of the openers, Michael McDermott. He's been touring Europe. And Stephen King, so the author, Stephen King, when you go to Michael McDermott's website, it says that Michael McDermott is one of the most underrated and best songwriters and rock talents over the past 20 years. Now, if Stephen King said that about me, I'd probably put it on the front of my website, too.
Yeah, I'd be scared.
Well, that's one thing that people don't really realize about Stephen King is that he is obsessed with pop culture. He's one of the greatest writers of our time, but he used to write for Entertainment Weekly. He's a super fan of HLN's Robin Mead on Morning Express. I mean, this guy is way, way, way turned into pop culture, and he is a big fan of Michael McDermott. So go ahead and get there early to make sure you see all the artists at this show. That's Will Hoag, Michael McDermott, and Rick Brantley at the Buckhead Theater on Saturday night. So on Sunday night, I know you may be looking for some Memorial Day, you know, pre-partying and, you know, Braves tickets. This may be the hottest ticket of the season. I'm not talking about like when the Yankees come to town or whoever the big team is. This is a big ticket because
the stands actually might be filled for the first time this season.
You think?
I think so.
Chris Stapleton is going to be playing Turner Field at the end of the game. So the first pitch is at 5:05. So I'm thinking around 8-ish, you'll see Chris Stapleton, and he's obviously the biggest country singer to come around in the past couple of years. His album Traveler literally has won every single award. Country music is like, whoa, this is what real country music sounds like. Hey, let's reward this. So he'll be playing.
Lots of late arrivals, I bet. It's the Braves-Marlins game, so 5:05, first pitch, and like you said, probably sometime after 8, Stapleton take the stage.
And how much does Stapleton love this? Like two, three years ago, he was just like playing, you know, teeny tiny venues, and now he's playing Turner Field.
He'll be out there on second base.
But will he get a home run? No one will really know, Steve. That's Chris Stapleton playing after the Braves game on Sunday night at Turner Field.
So we're going past the weekend. It is a long holiday weekend, but next Thursday evening, before there was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, there was Tom Petty and Mudcrutch, his original band back in the mid-70s. They broke up. He got them back together several years later, and they're back again, and he's touring with them.
So this is their second album, and I like that they just call it Mudcrutch 2. So Tom Petty's gotten to back together with his old bandmates, but, you know, pre-Heartbreakers band, it's Mike Campbell, Tom Leaden, Randall Marsh, and Ben Montench. So this is some of the Heartbreakers. But you're going to get Tom Petty in the Tabernacle? I haven't really been able to confirm if they're going to play Tom Petty songs or strictly going to be Mudcrutch. I would have to think they're going to throw in a Tom Petty song But the new album is really great. The song Trailer, which is off the latest album, totally sounds like a Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers song. It's an instant, like, you know, it's like eating macaroni and cheese. It's like, this is so good. This is familiar to me. I understand this.
And Tom Petty is singing.
Right.
And it sounds like Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Right.
God, is that bizarre.
Right. And the name Mudcrutch is not a sexy name like the Heartbreakers, but
I have to look into what where that came from.
But that was the original band, and they're back together, so Tom Petty going back to his roots. That's Tom Petty with Mud Crutch at the Tabernacle on Thursday night.